Okay. All right. That's gonna come through great through this. The kids.
The dancing
is gonna be great on the recording, which we've already started. Can I just do this one thing?
Yep.
Okay. So the Strategic Initiatives and Financial Oversight Committee comes to order. I have started the recording. It's for the Monday, October 21st, meeting in the Blummer Room at 7:05 p.m. The agenda is as follows: call to order and then announcements from the chair, approval of minutes, public hearing, debrief, discussion for public input, an overall topic outline, next strategic report steps, new business, and future SciFoc meeting schedule. Mary Kate Feeney, the vice chair, is chairing for Mr. Case, who is out today due to a family health emergency. We wish his family member a speedy recovery. There are no other announcements from the chair but that. I think we had two not bad hearings that, you know, we had some people come out for. We will discuss that momentarily. And we should move on to the approval of the minutes. Madam Clerk.
Mm, yes. So I'm going to steal this for a minute. So 8:26 I had mailed to you guys a while back in that bunch. And 9:10, 9:23, I just got the recordings for, and my plan was to do them. But I have one hand that's out of commission until next week. So we have to bench those, unfortunately. But the 26th we can approve if you guys.
So we adopt, accept the minutes of 8:26.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Yes. Mr. Francis, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I will send out all of those in a batch in like probably a week before our next meeting, so you guys have enough time to review them, so we're not crunched.
Great, thank you. And the meetings have been, I'm also, you can have that. Okay. The minutes are all set. All right, so now moving on to public hearing debrief and discussion of public input and overall topic outline. Does anyone have any thoughts on the last two hearings? Any feedback? Mr. Desolet?
Yeah, I think, I'm glad we did those. I think it was important to make ourselves available. You know, we're a brand new entity. I'm not sure most people know what we do or how we're doing it. I'm not sure we know that yet either. So it was good that we put ourselves out for the opportunity for people who are in the know to come and make comments about their vision for the future or specific recommendations. I do think that we ourselves, as we get a little bit more focused, will probably gather more public input from people. If we were, for example, having a review of the police department budget or the public safety budget, we probably would have had 20, 25, 30 people show up for some specific discussion around those kinds of issues. So I think if we get focused on the departments, as time goes on, if you stop and think about how the Finance Committee used to operate, the Finance Committee would hold a hearing and call in the school department, or they would call in the public safety officials of the community. And those evenings were usually pretty well attended. There were a lot of community activists and neighborhood people and others who would come to those meetings because they were interested in that particular topic. So I would think that as we move forward and we do get more focused, and one of the things I reminded myself of on the way here was that we are supposed to be doing financial oversight as well. So I think we visited this question once earlier in the in our sessions to talk about asking the department heads to come before us and present their budgets and their goals for the next fiscal year, and maybe a summary statement about the previous fiscal year. The details of that could be to be determined, obviously, but I think we should now begin to focus on the departments themselves as we go forward. I know that the chairman, who's not here tonight, had a discussion around that with the mayor's office, I think, very early on, and mm-hmm. I think the discussion was, gee, we haven't even begun thinking yet about the strategic plan. I'm not sure we're quite ready to come and do that. But I think as we think about our role and purpose, we should be ourselves thinking about asking the city department heads to come in and talk with us about their budgets and their goals. what form that takes, I don't know. But for the sake of the discussion, I would make a motion that we request the city officials, city department heads to come and speak to us about their budgets. That's obviously open to friendly amendments from people as we go forward, because I do think we need to think through that kind of format. We have so much time for so many meetings. I think if we schedule those appropriately and carefully, we could do all of that in a reasonable amount of time. But I think we need to get focused on the departments themselves. I do think we would then see engendered a lot more public interest in the work that we're doing if we were to hold hearings in that sense.
Would you like to make a motion now, or do you want to have more discussion and then?
Well, leave that motion on the table, and it can be subject to, if someone wants to second that, it's subject obviously to friendly amendments too, or it could be tabled depending upon where we end up thinking about this.
Does anyone have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. And open for discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
Matt. I fully agree with Jerry's motion. I think I've been talking about it also, you know, for, you know, in the beginning of our, you know, formation here. While we're looking at the budgets, we should really also, you know, have an opportunity to ask them, you know, where they see the deficiencies in the sense, you know, case in point, right? The highway department asks for $11 million and the city gives them $5 million. Obviously, there was a reason they were asking for $11 million and they got only $5 million. You know, we need to understand what's happening, you know, for that because of the deficiency. Likewise, I'm just giving one example. It's like saying, okay, they have a budget, but where do they want to be? Where is the right place they want to be in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? And what does it take to get there? So, I don't know how I can formulate it as a friendly amendment, but that's a discussion point.
No, I think it's a discussion point. Yes, Mr. Gatlin.
I agree, Gerard, with what you've said. We have, to some extent, had department heads in. For example, we had the school department in. Mm-hmm. And I'm continuing to struggle with how do we turn that into a strategic plan given what we're doing here, and particularly where we are to some extent supposed to be reactive to the mayor's strategic plan. Mm-hmm. It just seems so unfocused and so far away from turning into anything that even vaguely resembles a final report, and I don't know how to focus this thing, but I think that needs to be something we think about. Where are we going to go with this? And I don't mean about a specific result. What are we going to do, and how are we going to get there? Because right now it's just a bunch of people coming in and chatting with us without anything that looks like a focus coming either from them or from us. Mm-hmm. That's my concern, that this we could go on like this for 6 months and be no further along than we are now.
Mr. Francis.
I think that as we've been trying to formulate kind of objectives and spent our time since April, you know, last 6 months, we're just gathering so much information. I think we started with, well, we've got to have some real meat around what should go into the strategic plan. And I think we morphed that into, well, let's get some information so that we can provide some advice. I think, at least it's obvious to me, that there's not much in the way of strategic planning that's been done by the mayor's office, and certainly that they've not been able to share with us up until now. We're at a point where we've gathered a decent amount of information. I sort of view kind of purpose, maybe they're linked, but I kind of view them a bit separately, in that advising on whatever strategic plan the mayor's office will come out with, we can decide if we want to wait for that to happen or proactively provide some feedback, and maybe it's at least very general initially that suggests here are some topics that the public came to us and we've gathered some information on. We'd advise that you consider that in whatever planning document you put together. And then at the same time we look at whether it's, you know, pieces of you know, the health of the fiscal health of the city or the efficiency of the department. Maybe that's at least an area we can morph into so that we're not sort of running in the mud, so to speak, around, well, what are we going to be doing? But we're trying to accomplish something. And I think they are linked. I think we'd find that if we are reviewing department composition or department practices or decisions that are happening, that would be helpful in kind of long-range planning, but it could also offer other opportunities where we could see if, you know, efficiencies that can be gained in the way that the city is kind of formulating itself. And I don't think we spend a lot of time on that particular aspect. And so maybe they're linked, but they can be, I think, separated to a degree.
Mr. Kiffin.
Let me just add something I found out a couple weeks ago, is that there was a strategic plan written for the school department.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it was around technology as well, but it was a 5-year plan written in 2015.
And they put out a feeler to update it. I got an email.
Yeah, the email, right?
Yeah.
Right? But whatever plan there was is basically at the end of its cycle. So, and work has not commenced really to write the new one yet either there.
But they are also using outside consultants, if I remember right.
I think so. I mean, they need some help to get it off the ground. But I think we're at that crossroads where I think everyone's been so busy trying to put out fires and just keep things running and switch over from a town to a city, that this long-range planning has been, we'll get to it. But the mandate says, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. I think we could go on for another year spinning in circles. And is it up to us to put a stick in the mud and say, this is what we think? Or, because I'm not necessarily sure that the people that have all come fully represent their groups. You know, we've heard a lot of individuals' wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the departments. We've heard peripheral stuff, but nothing serious. I was really hoping the mayor's office would actually say, given the budget planning, given this process, these are our objectives for the next 18, 24, 36 months. But I don't think anything's there.
No, I mean, I haven't heard anything from the chair about any sort of update where the mayor's office is about strategic planning. So we don't have that. I don't know if the retreat took place that Mr. Keyser was talking about, so.
Does anyone know if that happened?
I'm not aware. If it happened, none of us here have certainly heard it. I would think that somebody, including the chair, would have heard something.
Yeah, you think between all of us, somebody would have heard that it happened, right?
So Mr. Colhane?
A couple of things. First of all, a little bit careful about the strategic plan for the school district if they're doing their own strategic plan. There's a little potential friction there. Secondly, the issue of what they actually expect the strategic plan to have. And one of the key things that was, not key thing, but was mentioned was, take a simple thing like deciding whether the town should put solar panels on all its roofs. Clearly something quite acceptable. And the school committee basically said, you have the ability to get all the information and come up with a recommendation. Well, in theory, yes, in practice, that's something completely different. That's a line item on the town budget, electric power, and making suggestions on that. I'm a little concerned that the expectation it's going to be a little different than reality. Do we really have that ability to go around and get all the information and then be able to sort of estimate what it would cost to put power on the roof and what the electrical energy cost savings would be? I mean, the answer is not officially. I mean, it's not hard to do. But as far as getting quotes to figure out approximately what that would cost, if people are expecting that from us, there's going to be some big differences between expectations and reality. And if we're not going to do it, the question is who is doing it as part of a strategic plan? And maybe it's our job to say the town needs to look at doing this and putting these departments together. Because any kind of power plan that was brought up involves a whole bunch of different departments.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Francis?
Is there an org chart of the city departments?
That's one thought I had on the way.
For me personally, that if we're thinking about interdepartmental coordination, I mean, we've not heard a lot. Somebody could speak to that, but for somebody like myself, it would be helpful to sort of see that laid out on a piece of paper. Not only to identify, are all the department heads? Are we considering their? But is there cross functioning where things are duplicated? Maybe there's complementary in some places that they haven't thought about, or what have you? And that would go with the emotion to try to gather more information by department or specific ones if we thought that a more targeted approach would be appropriate.
Every department has an organization chart. You know, I don't know whether it's on an integrated. I don't know if it's on an integrated basis.
I think that's my point. Is that if you would think that if you're going to do some type of long range planning, you would have something integrated to at least, and to some degree, see the big picture of where certain essential services and functions are, and where there might be overlap, and where there could be complementary or contradictory responsibilities.
Well, I think that's a good point. I don't know that I've never seen one. I know the city council was having discussions about the economic development department because they were supposed to redo their org chart there. That's the only one I've ever seen. But we can certainly inquire. Yes,
I think it would be worth asking Thatcher. I'm assuming there is a city org chart. If there isn't, then that would be very concerning to me.
Right.
It should be on the list.
So yeah, let's hope that there is one.
I know there's a
maybe it's on the website. And then is there one that shows the connections among the departments as well? And then within each department probably has an org chart of its own. So
I know there is a master payroll. Goes through every department, every employee in every area. But obviously things like the accounting for the town and the school department, you know, they share facilities. And so clearly that's one case where the overlap, you know, the town accounting, and they bill the school department for the appropriate areas on that side of it. And same with water and sewer billings, how that all works. Exactly how are they going to figure out whether that's being done appropriately?
That's quite
a tricky task because you're going into silos that people get nervous about people just opening the door into. And that's not really strategic, that's granular. Mm-hmm.
In my, in my 5 years on the finance committee, you know, these questions about the school committee is its own independent organization call it back then the town government, if you will. And there were so many functions like the finance, the HR, the accounting, so many functions that they've been trying to, under the previous governments, they've tried to integrate them, but not very have not succeeded, let me put it that way. And I'm sure there are a lot of opportunities there, but for whatever political reasons or whatever, that effort has not been successful.
Okay, I think we yes.
I was just going to say, kind of going back to Joel and Mike's last pattern a few minutes ago, I think it might be important at this point for us to set a deadline for ourselves. So we obviously can't ask the mayor to set a deadline for at what point in 2020 she's going to issue this, but if we set a deadline for ourselves, it's very transparent on when we're going to issue our side of the report to pass over to her. I think that'll not only keep us focused, which is important, now we're 6 months in, you know, but it also is very transparent to the city and citizens that are interested in what we're doing, and it'll keep us honest and somewhat on pace. So I don't know what a realistic timeline for that is. I don't know if it's, we have a lot of information. I feel like we all know the main points that really need to be addressed. So is it instrumental that we meet with the department heads before we issue that report, or can we issue the report and continue to, you know, fine-tune it?
Yeah, I would think we would need to. It would be unwise and perhaps unfair to the departments themselves to issue a report without having talked to them first. So I think that, and I agree with you, we should set some sort of a deadline for where and when we issue a report, but I think it needs to be an educated report. I think we need to, for example, the issue that was raised around the Public Works Department asking for $11 million and being proposed as $5 million. That may make perfect sense, by the way, but we don't know any of the ins and outs of that. If we're doing financial oversight, and that's one of our functions here, the fact that not one of us here has even a guess as to why that is not a good thing. We're an advisory body, but we could say, gee, as we looked at what the public works people proposed and what the city finally recommended, this seems to be a great variance because of such and so and such and so and such and so. Other people may have to make those decisions about how they go forward with it, but I think we have to really educate ourselves department by department before we issue our perspective on the city going forward.
So I do agree. Again, I'm kind of thinking in the interest of time. I think in an ideal world, that would be great. That means like we really need to be organized and buckle down on when we're meeting with these departments. we're getting into the holiday season. I think if that's our initiative, which I think is great, to help us put together a much more comprehensive report than rather like a umbrella structure, then we just need to really make that like a real goal for like right now on when we're going to meet with these department heads and get that information out.
I totally agree.
Okay, I think we've got a couple thoughts here too. So we still have a motion on the table about meeting with department heads, but I think when we went into this process with the having the hearings with the public, I think we were thinking of doing a report based on those, like this is what we're hearing from everyday people. Is that something that we should continue to work towards as a little mini report, and then we bring that all together when we talk to department heads? Because I'm not seeing that we're going to be able to talk to all the department heads that we're going to want to talk to by January 2020.
Me too, yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
We don't have to talk to all 29 department heads. You look at the budget and say, okay, here are the major blocks that comprise 80% of the budget of the city, and there are only like four or five departments that take up 80% of the budget. So you talk to them and you get a pretty good idea. You know, there are a lot of smaller departments that have very small budgets. That all those departments comprise maybe about the 20%, you know. So that would be my suggestion, is that you look at the four or five large departments and talk to them. I think you'll get a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that and say that what we generate for our first report realistically would be less complex and less sophisticated than what our second report would look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we talk to a third, a half of the departments and do a report based on that, with the understanding that next year we're going to have 12 months, 15 months, some number more than what we had here to talk to the rest of the departments, that shouldn't surprise anybody, nor should it reflect poorly on us. We did the best that we could in 7-8 months, whatever the time frame comes out to be. I think that we will become better as we do this longer, just because we have a longer window.
Mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't be bashful because we can only talk to a quarter of the or a half of the departments.
Mr. Francis?
I think I had two thoughts.
Okay.
One, or maybe there's a few here. I don't think we're restricted in any way for how many times we issue some type
Correct.
Of document.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have that flexibility. I think that then goes to the next question of what we want each document to cover that we want to issue, and how detailed or how broad do we want that to be. I step back and I still think about sort of the way the charter is written about advising on the strategic plan, and then it sort of separates and says, and other, generalized, other fiscal matters. And I do think they are intertwined, but I think we could have the opportunity to do something broadly, keep it appropriate so that it doesn't imply that we've done as much research or information gathering without talking to those department heads we feel are important. Or we could combine the two, we could separate the two. And I think as we think about the time where we sit in the calendar, how important it is for us as a group to feel like we put something out that demonstrates what we've done, while at the same time balancing what more we want to have to come within the next few months. Maybe that is something that solves sort of the objective for what we're all thinking, but we want it to be thoughtful, obviously. I agree with that.
I think that, piggybacking on what you were saying, like if the mayor is waiting on us and then has to bench her plan based on what she thinks we're giving her for a framework, it's going to fall on us that we didn't produce anything within enough time for her to be able to do her end of the report. And because this is such a new organization, no one knows which came first, chicken or egg. We're kind of all in this together to figure out what gets us to the end point here. So no fault to her even that she may be waiting for our initial report. So, and with the amount of time, like I totally agree that an umbrella overview of here are the things that we've found by talking, it's not totally uneducated, even though we haven't talked to department heads, we've talked to the council, we've talked to the school committee, we've talked to the people. So if even if we can say, here's our preliminary report to like give to the mayor and say, okay, you can get started. This is what we found, and we're going to continue. It doesn't mean that the financial oversight stops. We're going to continue to do what we need to do and do another report, like you were saying. I think that's probably the best way to do it. On the side point, if we feel for transparency that we said we were going to do a report on the open hearings, mm-hmm. it's pretty much going to be what I write up for the minutes. So if you want me to kind of spin off a report on that, it'll be very easy if you want me to just do that on the side, just since we said we would do that.
Yeah, I Mr. Gessler.
I don't think it's our, I think the onus is on the mayor to produce a strategic plan. It's not our responsibility to produce a strategic plan. If she's waiting for us to produce one, that's not good government. So I think the mayor has to produce something which we then respond to. In the interim, we ourselves, obviously, if we're talking to department heads and looking at some of the strategic issues that were raised by citizens and or department heads, we have advice and recommendations to make to various people, but we don't ourselves produce a plan. That's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Correct. And I didn't, you know, I'm thinking back when Mr. Keyser was here, and one of the questions that I had for him, what was it that would be helpful from us as they embark on this planning? And I asked if he thought a top 20 list of issues that we're hearing from people would be helpful as a good foundation, and he said yes. So if that is something that we very simply, low-hanging fruit, first basic report, we can get out the door, just a report from the last 6 months. Yes, Mr. Williams.
So it sounds like what we need to put out is strategic goals.
Yeah.
We can't do any oversight to the extent we don't have any numbers to go through and say the oversight. So what it sounds like is like a 3 or 4 page, what we've heard back, these strategic goals the town should be heading towards. And that's it for this point.
We did it.
We can't do anything, we can't do anything beyond that.
Right.
Now that in itself doesn't sound that onerous or complicated if it's like a 3 or 4 page deal.
No,
it's basically bullet points. So
right. I agree. And I think in just bringing what everybody has kind of said, if we just got that out, a basic 3-4 page report on here's what we've heard, and then we could begin the strategic. I mean, sorry, that's the strategic part. And then we're all like, that's the mayor can do with that as she wishes. If she can come with an approach, here's where I am, let's get some input. Meanwhile, we could start working on the financial oversight part, which I believe, from what I'm understanding, is the department heads coming, and then we could do a more in-depth report. As Mr. Gatlin was saying, we can do more work because we'll have a longer time frame to do so. Is that Mr. Desitz?
So I would not endorse a report by us with recommendations unless we've talked to the department heads, because we're only hearing various citizens and other groups out there with their wish lists. I love a lot of the stuff on those wish lists, but if I were a department head and saw this report from a strategic committee of the city that said, we think you should do this and that, and they said, well, gee, no one ever talked to us about this, I don't think it would necessarily be well received, and I don't think, to be candid, it's a very educated document. I think we can report what we've heard. That's different from making recommendations to the city.
Right. I don't think I said that recommendations. I said the report from what we're hearing at these public hearings and what we've heard from councilors. It's just simply of, this is what we've been told, here's what people are hearing.
Here's a report of our public hearing. These are what people
and some
provide.
In the council.
Yeah. And some feedback that we've heard. And we recognize that, you know, you're not going to do all things for all people. There's a limited budget what you can do. But this is a strategic big picture inside. Exactly how it gets prioritized, that's actually a city council with a mayor type of thing. But these are things that are on the agenda that we think should be looked at. And just leave it at that.
Right. There's no recommendations.
If we can accomplish that much for our first report, that's not a bad result.
Well, I mean, I actually think this process is upside down, right? I never thought it was up to us to go out and solicit feedback from the citizenry. I always thought that this, you know, the way I understood this to operate is that the mayor would come to us, the departments would come to us and say, here's what we think needs to be done, right? And then we look at that in light of other information that we have and say, you know, good idea, or maybe you should include this. I'm not sure that we're supposed to be the bridge between the citizenry and the departments. That's sort of where we've landed right now, right? People
mm-hmm.
have come to us and unloaded as if we're the magic way to get things done. And I wish, you know, from the beginning, and I think I've been, you know, why don't we have something to react to? We've got all the stuff on the shelf that no one seems to be looking at. And I think it's really hard for us, you know, without talking to the departments, what we haven't seen is the other side. What are the mandates around things like pension obligations that, or compliance or state or federal or laws that we have to spend money towards? Like, where's the other side of this equation beyond the wish list? What's the must-dos? Right, we don't know what that is because the departments haven't really told us that we got to consume half our budget over the next 5 years to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise, X happens or Y happens, right? Wastewater, stormwater is one of those big things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the struggle that I have with this is we've had 6 months of people just coming at us going, blah. And I don't know where the mayor's been, right? But we haven't really gotten anything from her office to say, here's where we're going, for even for us to react to at all. So I'm happy to encapsulate what we've heard and say, this is what we've heard. These are the goals in the bullet list. But I'm not sure where the strategic is in that.
Just a question on the, Madam Vice Chair, on the issue of the report itself. Is there a deadline in the charter itself as to when we have to issue a report?
There, as far as I know, there isn't one.
So my question, I guess, following up on that is, why do we feel an urgency to issue a report of some sort?
I think it's just because we've been working for 6 months. The strategic plan is supposed to be in 2020, and I think it was based out of our conversation with Mr. Keyser back in September, October. No, sorry,
I think it was
October.
July.
It was July, sorry, I'm like completely off. Back in July, as something just to, here's the report from our hearings. There's no sorts of deadlines, there's no sense of urgency, it's just because we were doing that.
I also think it puts the ball squarely in their court to get something to us. None of this, what are they doing, kind of what we're doing.
That's exactly it, we're passing the buck.
And it basically says, this is kind of an outline of what the town is saying, and you need to come back and tell us what the plan is and how these things are incorporated. Because, I mean, right now we're just spinning the wheel saying who's going first. We don't know kind of where stuff stands. We're also not, you know, we're only doing like a 3-page bullet thing. It's not like going to put a huge amount of time and effort into the report itself to get to kind of kickstart it off the ground. But I see the problem is getting this thing off the ground. Does Kaiser feel he's got to have basically a polished report to send us for all the departments coming in? Or is there some initial drafts that can be passed around? Given that things get open, I'm not quite sure how that would actually work. That's kind of where I think we might be placed.
Are you looking this week?
I just took a deep breath.
Oh. My sister's like, oh, way, he's got something.
This has happened to me many, many times before, you know.
All right. Mr. Francis.
Maybe just for some clarity, I just happen to have the charter with me. When it refers to the long-term strategic plan, I think it's pretty specific here in the charter that the mayor is responsible for preparing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also says it's to be prepared in consultation with us as our committee, in addition to division and department heads, other member bodies of the municipality, the council, the school committee, and residents. And mm-hmm. So I think we're feeling sort of our own pressure on ourselves for, we volunteered to be a part of this. I think we each of us feel strongly that we want to see something accomplished. How quickly that can happen given the barrage of information, and we've spent time, given sort of how this is worded, to gather as much as we can to be that consultative type of body.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're at sort of a decision point of what do we do next, and how do we either continue what we've done, or how do we morph it into getting what we need where we feel like we're in a better position.
Yes.
I think it makes all the logical sense in the world to hand over what we've accomplished so far, have them use it towards what they are already working towards, and then we can go tackle the department heads. And that'll be, I don't want to say the second part because there could be many parts, but then they can use what we gained from that into their plan. And also, like, we need an update. Who's going to check in with the mayor's office and say, hey, can you tell us where you're at with this,
well,
or what you expect from us?
That's the job of the chairman.
Okay.
I think when, excuse sorry.
Mr. Desolitz.
So I would expect that if we, for example, as the committee, were to ask the mayor's office for the opportunity to begin to set up meetings with department heads, it would trigger in them the notion that, oh, gee, maybe we should get moving with something here. It may or may not, but in any case, we're abdicating our responsibility if we don't start some financial oversight activity here, because we haven't done any of that. Mm-hmm. And so I know that for the people who appointed us, they expect us to have a financial oversight role. So far, we have not done any of that. And we're many months into the process. It's not anybody's fault. I understand this is a new city government. There are all sorts of things going on. There's tension between the council and the mayor's office. There's sometimes tension between the school side and the city side. By the way, that's nothing new. Since the dawn of creation and the dawn of municipalities, those things have happened. But I do think that we, and by the way, issuing a statement about what we've heard so far would be fine with me as well, but I do think we want to get up and running on beginning to look at, and if the mayor and the city manager don't yet have something to present to us, so be it. I think we should at least begin the work of reviewing department budgets and asking them some of the tough questions, as we've heard from a couple of folks here. And I think that that would be expected of us by any one of the three appointing bodies that we're all appointed by.
I look at this little mini report as kind of an end of one chapter. Like, that's the preamble, or you know, like, yeah. You know, the foreword, and that we can end that, and then we can move on to the oversight part. So we still have this motion on the table,
I'll second it.
It has been seconded. So we're in the discussion phase.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oops. I'm like, by me, you just mean? Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Can we? We've had so much discussion. I've actually lost the wordings of the motion.
Simply that we ask, request the chair to request of the mayor that we begin setting up a schedule of meetings with the city department.
Okay.
To review their budgets, previous year's budgets, and their planned budget for the coming year.
Just a quick question on the side of that.
Yes.
Given that it's November, where will they actually stand on the budget process, given they're a bit of a 6:30 year end? So I wouldn't have thought much of the way budgets would be done until 3 months before. You know, so you can't bring people in if they haven't done any work, and it's, yeah. and they plan to do it in 2 months' time. I think we have to kind of put that in mind.
Yeah, that's good.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
The budget process actually is in its full steam right now, because what happens is by the time January comes in, the chief financial officer has a pretty good idea where she wants to make the cuts, what she wants to give and what she doesn't want to give.
Perfect.
Whatever it is. So actually this is a time when they're actually, they've already in a way formulated their budgets and are getting ready to present it to the chief financial officer.
So you're right, they're getting ready to present the fiscal 21 budget.
Do we need permission from the mayor to meet with the department heads?
Just a courtesy.
I would say
that's why my motion asked the chair to request of the mayor that we begin setting up a schedule of meetings with department heads. Yeah. I guess to review the current year budget and the proposed fiscal year 21 budget. Now, that can be subject to negotiation by the chair and the chief financial officer, because I just don't know all those dates off the top of my head. But I think that's the gist of what I think I'd like to.
I'd also like to clarify, when we say compare the current budget, that would suggest they present a performance to date versus budget for the 6-9 months of the year we're through.
Yeah, that information is available.
That's actually what we're looking for.
That we can get it out of the chief financial officer's office.
That would be good. That's a good recommendation.
Because there's a monthly report that the CFO prepares for the mayor and the city council. I know.
But there's a very difference between burn rate versus accomplishment towards goals.
No, those are two different things. Right. You know, they're just
right. two different things, right?
Two different things. But the fact of the matter is, they, you know, if as an example, many times they might be even looking at it as a bottom line number, if you will. Okay, you know, where are we if we had whatever it is, X million dollars or whatever it is for a certain department, if you will. Where are we with that?
This committee could certainly explore
the
ins and outs of why they have or have not.
And if you want to dig down, they have that information.
Right. Can I just ask, is the capital process and the operating process, are they aligned? Is there a capital budget process and an operating budget process? Or is it all just lumped into one. Does anyone know?
No.
I don't know.
No, no, it's separate.
The capital budget.
Capital budget is separate than operating budget. That's why.
And the timing is the timing coincidental.
When you say that, you know. Pardon me, I'm sorry.
The timing the same? They're both.
Oh, the timing is the same. Okay. Yeah, timing is the same.
When we say capital, what are we actually talking? In theory, we're talking buildings. But is road maintenance an operating or a capital?
No, road maintenance is an operation.
Operation.
Operations.
Yeah.
Okay.
School maintenance, roofs, should in theory be operation. So what's actually in the capital budget apart from building Fuller right now?
Well, things like
acquisition of police cars?
As an example, air conditioning for the schools, as an example. That's a capital item. Okay.
Yeah,
major roof replacement for Chief Tech is a capital item.
So Mary Kate, because we don't necessarily all of us know the definition of what's in capital, if we could just throw that in there so that they know we want to look at that issue as well.
Okay.
Because I think it could include the kitchen sink.
Now the reason that I kind of hit upon that
is it a replacement of the kitchen sink or is it a purchase of a new one?
That's a good question.
Yeah, and
that
put,
could be 3 hours.
I talked about it before, remember. Concept of a 4-year budget. Now, I'm not saying you dial down on years 2, 3, and 4, where it is, but the idea is that the surprises shouldn't be surprises because they've been identified as they work forward. So you don't tell the school committee, we've got to do 3 roofs this year, and they say, how are we doing next year? And they go, we don't know. The whole idea is that there's a kind of an idea about what they're doing on that basis. We probably wouldn't get that this year just because they haven't done it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's worth putting an ongoing basis. Because that's going to that's going to be in the big ticket items. You kind of know when they're coming. I think the road issue about what's 5 go to 11 million. Well, what are they talking about? And where it was 11, 11, 11, 11, and these are the projects going forward, and you've cut back on one project, then it's fairly clear. Well, it hasn't gone away. That's going to be made up later as to how they deal with it. So I think we need to sort of recognize we're not going to get years 2, 3, and 4 now. But for financial oversight, I think it's really important to know what's coming down there. So suddenly it's not, hey guys, this came up.
Yeah.
Any other discussion on this motion? Okay. Let's take a vote. Let's make a decision. So all in favor of Mr. Desilis's motion to ask the chair to ask the mayor to set up meetings with the department heads so that we can go through and have a discussion about their budgets, capital and operational, and what's coming down the pipeline. All in favor, say yay.
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 Anyone against? No? Okay, that
you
passes.
You need a snappy acronym for it or something.
Okay. So I want to just circle back on one other thing about this little mini report. I'm going to make a motion that we put together just a synopsis of what we have heard at the. Can chairs make motions?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
I am making a motion. That
always happened that way, but you're
so okay. I was like, wait, I've never seen a chair make
a
motion.
You're the rules guy.
Yeah. To make a motion that we put together a brief report with a synopsis of what we have heard at our public hearings. That would then be submitted to the mayor's office to go into consideration for their strategic planning in 2020.
Second.
Okay. And any discussion about
yes.
that? Yes.
I just think it should be by department, so to speak, we've heard, and bullet points, not narrative page, not narrative. It's,
yep.
quick, it's quicker to do. It's easier to read. It kind of puts it out there. Department A, probably school first, only because it's the biggest, kind of what we're hearing, and maybe a preamble. This is just an initial report. At the 5,000 foot level, just so they understand where it comes from.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And yes.
I lost
sure.
my train of thought.
I'm sure it was great.
What was I going to say? Go ahead. It'll come back.
Yes,
so I'm assuming that you would put something together and would take another look at it before it went out publicly.
Absolutely, yes. I think we should set, I should probably set a deadline for that. Did you grab it before it goes.
What I was going to suggest was that since this is like a, more like a report card than any kind of proposal or recommendation, that we kind of summarize, you know, not only the public meetings, but also what we heard, you know, in very briefly from, you know, like the city councilors and who else? I think there's only city councilors and the schools, right? Yeah. So as long as it's done as a report card, I think it'll at least show whoever that wants to read that to say that there's some ongoing work going on here.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I'll second that.
I'm just looking at the calendar because we do have to talk about dates for our meetings. And I don't want to start talking about that now because we're going to get there, but I think maybe we can shoot to have that for our second meeting in November. I think that gives us enough time to then just submit it.
Do we have a date for our first meeting?
No, that's why I said the second meeting, just to leave it that vague, and then we'll figure out what that second meeting is.
Did we vote on the motion? Did we?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
No, we're still having discussion, and then I'm just kind of giving us a date to give us a deadline to put that together.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would move to amend the motion to include a statement presented to the SIFOC at the discretion of the vice chair.
Okay.
That way you can present it whenever you can.
Okay, that's a good, I accept. Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor,
Sorry to do that, but who's gonna do it? Should we have like a little subcommittee for it or? I mean, I know it will largely fall on my desk. I don't mind taking it on, but because I really feel like it is probably a one-person thing, a lot of typing. And
so the chair and I are the ones that worked on the outline initially.
Yeah.
So I will more than happy volunteer myself to help you with that since we've already have some sort of product stage. Okay. So all in favor of this little mini report summarizing our public hearings? Great. Thank you much. That passed. Anything else about the public hearings at all? No.
Just an observation.
Yes.
Maybe there's nothing we can do about it because you hear this discussion in all kinds of contexts on all kinds of topics. But my understanding is that the crowd at both of these events was essentially the same people. I don't know how you gin up excitement to get more folks to show up. To the extent that this is supposed to be a municipal-wide process, you know, there's nobody there. It's not representative or reflective of anything. I don't know what else we can do to publicize it, but it's an unrepresentative effort.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dessler?
Yeah, I think we've seen the same suspects show up over the course of decades.
I mean, that's the reality. Yeah.
There were a few new faces. I would say, though, if we, for example, in our strategic initiative role, were to propose a public hearing on the question of universal free preschool in Framingham, we would have had a big crowd. So if you get into department heads and you get into the school department, you get into specific issues, I suspect that you'd be engendering a lot more enthusiasm. You'd get the usual suspects, but then you'd get other people as well who has a particular interest in the matter.
I agree, except that I have to say I definitely expected more people to show up and talk about the schools because I feel like it's just such a hot topic in so many different capacities right now, so many different things I hear about every day. And that was like the least talked about issue that night. It was shocking, shocking to me. And so we kind of did pigeonhole these issues and people still didn't show up. So I don't know. Is there any way, does it have to be open? Can we say, like, here's our email, please, any suggestions you have, send it to SIFOC @, you know? So, because if you look at my
generation.
You get
emails from the same people who came to the public.
Yeah.
But
right.
Maybe not. So, like, if it were me, you know, I'm thinking about the various courses of my life, and if, you know, when I was home with my babies, and I couldn't get out at 7 o'clock for a hearing, and we're all on, you know, Facebook and Instagram and our emails. Like, if I had an issue that I thought that was important to me, I would send an email. Like, do we have any sort of open door with that? Because that could be one of the biggest barriers. It's just, it's hard for a lot of these people to get wherever we need to be. Is that not allowed?
No.
Does it have to be open?
Well, I mean,
like, just like a suggestion.
Well, then you'd have to make it all public information. It would need to be posted. You'd probably, unfortunately, have to transcribe it all.
The emails that have to be posted?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a problem.
Because that's a public record.
Not even by me. I just, like, it could go on.
Anything we say to each other, by the way, in our SciFox fan capacity is a public record. So.
Couldn't they just include as an attachment to the minutes? It just goes to Robert?
It could, but you'd still actually have to produce it all.
That's fine, though. I mean, that's just a print.
That's quick.
And I would be more than willing to print something to PDF to get more citizen involvement.
So I think we have to be very careful about this. Remember that when we first started out, if you went to the conflict of interest training, right?
Yeah.
So the town, the city, doesn't have the capacity to give us a web presence. If we're going to use Facebook, their recommendation was to use your own, and no email addresses. We're all using, you know, forms of personal email where we're supposedly bound to keep those emails, you know, forever. So I think the mechanism that you want to do is sound, but the infrastructure for the city isn't there to support it, and I worry about setting ourselves up to suddenly be, you know, public records, emails, like, where does this all go, you know? And I think one of the recommendations that we could have is just exactly this. There is no mechanism for communication.
Right. Can we just
back to all the various committees, right?
Just one email. SciFog@info.scifog.
Well, the chair, has a, I mean, it's, you know, robertcase.scifog@gmail.com.
Yeah.
It's not a personal email.
Yes, it is.
Well, it is.
It is a personal email. Absolutely is personal. But it is solely for SciFog.
Right, my point is, it's not under the...
It's not in the town's record.
It's not in the record keeping system, right? It's a created address. I did the same thing at Yahoo. Right?
Exactly.
Right?
And why can't we ask for one info@scifog email?
I would also think, and we should probably discuss this with the chair as well, whoever, the chair anyway, and maybe ourselves as members. I would think, too, that if you're sending an email and you have some kind of an expectation that someone would get back to you.
Why don't you send it to the mayor's office and the mayor forward it to
us? And you could get a 70, you know, page email from someone that went, if you stopped and thought about some of our testimony here, that you just look at and say, how do we even respond to this? So, I don't know.
I just want to, because I'm going to respond to what you just said. There is, if you go to the SciFox webpage, it does say contact us, and there is a general boards and commissions email address that does connect to somebody in the mayor's office, and in theory, if we had received any sort of email, they would have forwarded it on to us. So we do kind of have that general.
So
it's not specific.
Tell somebody, if you're interested in something, getting back to the SciFox committee, please send an email to this address, attention SciFox, it will be forwarded to us.
I think that's great. I really do, and I don't mean to be pessimistic, but don't sit by your computer waiting for it. Ain't going to happen.
It's kind of like sitting by our little desks last week. I mean, it's just another avenue for maybe somebody to say something. So we're being as open as possible.
Yeah, but it's not going to greatly change the amount of communication we do with the outside world.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
We have two problems here. One is the fact that a lot of people don't know what SciFox is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even what SciFox is. And the other thing is, you know, we have to make a concerted effort in publicizing our meetings, okay? As an example, I kind of noticed, like, okay, you know, was there anything going to come out in Source or Patch or anything just one day before the meeting, you know? If you just follow Source or Patch or more than that Source, you know, all these different things that are happening, they all give a reminder, you got it today and so on. Nothing like that happened, okay? So, I attended this service in the synagogue here this past Friday on this anti-Semitic things that have happened in the school. And the kind of information campaign that was put out, just regular in Patch, in Source, in Middlesex News, 400 people showed up. Not just Jewish community, entire, you know, 400 people showed up. Why? Because the level of communication, the intensity of the communication was set. We got to do something like that. I'm not.
Why?
I'm sorry.
We put it out there. It's an iterative process that goes on year on year. We've made ourselves available to people going forward. At some point, we're going to say, we can't reach you. You've got to reach us. The fact is that, yes, it goes forward. If you've got an objection, let us know. And then as it incorporates into the next year, we'll put it in that. But we can bang our heads on the wall trying to get people here. The reality is that most people don't give a shit about city government.
Right.
And, yeah. Unless it's their property taxes or their schools. And we're not going to get them to change that.
I have to say, I do think we are very much comparing apples to oranges here. A community coming together to take a stance against terrible things that are happening in our community is a little bit different than talking about.
But what I'm saying is the level of communication. You found them bombarding into all these channels of communication, you know, and people became very, very aware of. For me, as an example, I'd completely forgotten that this was happening. And that morning, I look at Source, and I look at Patch, and I look at Middlesex, every place. It's there. Oh my God, I put it on my calendar that evening.
Well, but the Source and the Patch, not the Metro West Daily News, but the Source definitely did publicize our two hearings. She did it again the day of and the day before. Our chair came up with an event page on Facebook, but we couldn't get the Metro West Daily News to pay any sort of attention.
The Source did not do that, ma'am.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, multiple times. And it was in the five things. So, I mean, we can certainly try our best and we can continue to talk about our hearings and continue to do it, but I just don't, at this moment in time, I don't think we're seeing the interest in our city government as much as we would like. I mean, we have an election in 2 weeks, but I think you could ask some people if we're having one or not, and I think you'd be not surprised by the response. Mr. Desolet.
Yeah, I think James kind of hit it on the head.
Yeah.
The subject matter that we put out there is a little esoteric for most people. They're busy. There's a lot going on in their lives. They're not disinterested totally, by the way, but they're like, gee, I'm kind of interested in the future of Framingham and where they're going with all these issues, but I'm not sure I have anything to say. And there was no specific thing that grabbed a lot of people. And so they said, well, that's kind of interesting, but that's not something I want to go to. By the way, again, this is nothing new. We've seen this. You've been on the Finance Committee for many years. Finance Committee hearings generally were not all that well attended. If there was a hot topic that would come up, you'd see a bunch of people show up for something. You know, for example, if this committee eventually, I know the city's looking at the Community Preservation Act, we'll probably maybe look at that at some point. I bet there'll be a lot of people in the community that will look at that one way, the developers and other people. So there might be a hearing on that where, you know, 30 people would come. But on most of the stuff we do, we're probably not going to expect big crowds of people.
So municipal governments from year to year don't change much. So if there isn't much change, you tend not to get much attention. When you've got a red light of anti-Semitism, of course it draws out the hordes. Mm-hmm. Because that's something that's right there and very different than before. But municipalities, by their nature, from year to year, there's not much in the way of a change. And unless you're proposing something draconian, you're not going to get people paying much attention to it.
Well, maybe we should do that then.
Any other thoughts about the public hearing? Great. We did kind of combine on the agenda the public hearing with next strategic report steps. I think we're all set there. Does anyone have any new business that they would like to discuss? Great. So we're moving on to the last one, which is future SciFoc meeting schedule. So we have a little bit of an issue here with the November schedule. We're supposed to meet next on November 4th, which is the night before the general election. And then the next meeting after that is the 18th. So the chair wanted to bring up the consideration about the not meeting on the 4th because the election is the next day. I don't know if this also affects anybody or any thoughts. Yes.
If we were to meet on the 4th, what would the agenda be? because I'm not seeing a need for it if we're gonna, if it comes to the 18th.
The only thing I would anticipate is if we got an answer back from the city on scheduled meetings, but that probably wouldn't take a big discussion.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it might be, we might be fair to say the 18th, because we haven't actually got anything set up for the 4th anyway.
Any other thoughts?
Does the 18th as a date work for everybody? Because I think...
18th of November?
Yes, sir.
Is that the week of Thanksgiving?
No, it is the week before.
Week before. I would agree with James. I don't think there's an... Unless the chair thinks otherwise, I don't think there's an urgency to meet before then.
I think his worry was that if November was not working out, that then we wouldn't meet for the entire month of November and we would lose time. Because I think his thought was if we moved it from the 4th, then we run into the 11th, which is Veterans Day, and this building's not open. And then that brings us to the 18th.
Well, the other thing is if he wins the election, right, he has to step down.
Well, he wouldn't have to.
He wouldn't have to
January, but we would have to plan for that, right?
So that might be our first topic.
Based on the outcome of the election.
At our meeting in November.
On the 18th, yeah. Then the other thing is, if you go with the 18th, what would be the one after that? Because if we are actually going to look to try and set up things, then I think maybe Robert would like to do some preliminary, so he could come back to us and say, on the 18th, this is what we're looking for on December 2nd, or whatever the number is.
Right, so if we're looking at the 18th, then after that, the next meeting is December 2nd.
Yep.
And then we're in then the 16th.
I think we could probably get away with December 16th, couldn't we?
Well, the question, do we want the 12th too or not?
I'm sorry?
It's December 2nd, are we agreeing that's a meeting date? I'm fine with it, I just want to make sure everyone else is.
Yes.
Because on November the 18th, I think we can say the 16th works, but obviously come on the 18th when we meet together, we'll kind of know, hopefully a better idea of what our schedule is going forward, that's all.
Right.
So, if the next meeting is November 18th.
Yes.
So we're not meeting for a month. Right? To begin with, we meet every 2 weeks. So do we really want to miss that meeting in between? I mean, you know, I'm not talking do it on Monday, but we could do it on any other day.
What I throw out is, what would the agenda be if you had a meeting on the 4th?
Well, we can't. I mean, is the agenda usually decided in the previous meeting? No. The agenda usually comes up somewhere between this meeting and next meeting.
We've had things scheduled, and we knew coming in today we're going to be reviewing what the past 2 weekends were. I do not know what to expect on November the 4th, given today. That's all I'm saying, in order to review it. If something comes up, I'm more than happy to it. I just don't see I think our part of the issue is going to be this 3-page strategic goals.
Right.
I'm not sure necessarily that's going to be done before that. I don't want to put that kind of time pressure on someone behind it. I expect by the 18th that's a reasonable expectation. And I also, just for the meeting, I think I would have thought we'd like to get at least a couple of days before and maybe make some changes and look at it. It's not one of the things you want to get the night before and say, well, I'd like to do this, and this.
Right.
I think the changes are far more constructive than made on the document itself and passed around. So that's why I'm saying, you know, that's probably going to take realistically 4 or 5 days. We don't get it, don't just jump on something right away. We've all got lives. And so I'm just not sure what we'd be doing on the 4th. I doubt it'd be marking up that document. But on the 18th, I think we certainly would be, and therefore I have an expectation of an agenda. And maybe I'm alone in this, but meeting for the sake of a meeting is not something that I'm that keen on doing. We've all seen it in our employers, and sometimes wish that they just said, combine it, get rid of this.
Mr. Gallen.
Yeah, absent any kind of pressing and identifiable issue right now, which I don't see coming up, it doesn't make sense to me just to say that we met. I mean, people's energy, even if they're not necessarily involved in election, there becomes an element of inertia in all things political until this election's out of the way. I just don't see the benefit unless we've got something specific to talk about. And I admire the idea that we made a commitment to meet every 2 weeks. It just doesn't seem like this accomplishes anything.
Yes.
I also feel like we did make some decent headway tonight, and we have a plan.
Yeah.
And so if we were still like, oh, what are we doing? What do we have next? I'll wait till the chair comes back. But we have a good plan. We have some progress to make. So it's not like we're just fledgling out there. We have been in other meetings, in my opinion.
Mr. Desolates.
I would move that we meet on November 18th, December 2nd, and December 16th.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I'm sorry. November 18th and December
2nd.
And
December
16th. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor? Okay. 8-0.
I would think, Mary Kate, you could express to the chair, if for some reason he sees a need to meet, he could certainly call a meeting. I don't see any urgency, but if he should, obviously he could let us know.
Yes, I will convey that as well. I mean, I you know, basically, you know, we want to talk to the department heads, but I would be shocked. No offense to any of our department heads, but just, you know, that they'd be lined up and ready to,
right,
to talk to us in early November.
So. The other thing about when we're actually doing this oversight, the department heads in, it'd be nice to have their materials to review prior.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than, you know, they always take a few time, what's this? And you kind of like, you can't always figure it out. So the idea you come in and gives you handouts, that does not going to accomplish what I think we're looking for.
Yeah.
Which again comes down to that lead time issue.
Mm-hmm. It's not productive time. You can't plan your questions in advance and have an educated conversation.
Yep.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Also, you're asking the executive office to schedule meetings with the department heads. It has to be coordinated with us because it depends on, you know, in a meeting you may be able to accommodate depending on who we want to talk to. You know, there may be meetings in which we can cover three departments with them, but there'll be meetings where we can only cover one department. Okay. So there needs to be a good coordination between the executive branch and us to say, okay, even within the range of the departments, what would be our priorities, kind of a thing. I don't know. That needs to be communicated.
I agree. Any other discussion? I mean, we already voted on it, but and that's the end of our agenda. So is there anything else? No. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Anyone seconding? Great. All those in favor? Great. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.